This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. In a few minutes, the abandoned shipwreck of pirate Captain Kidd discovered.
First, though, usually we hear from our Juan Williams on Fridays, but this week we get a double hit of him. He's just back from a 10-day trip to China. And Juan, we usually talk about politics with you, but actually today we are going to go in another direction. We're going to talk about art.
I know.
Right?
It is. It's arts, it's values, because this was my first trip to China, Madeline, and I am just struck by the tremendous changes taking there. And central among them is the idea there was no middle class 10 years ago. You know how many people are there? We're 300 million here in the United States. They are 1.3 billion in China. But they really didn't have a middle class. And now, within the last 10 years, it's suddenly 60 million people, people streaming in from the rural areas, coming into the city. So there's lots of cultural activity. It's sort of a dynamic cultural environment. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about it.
Okay. Well, talk. Talk about the modern art scene.
Well, you know, it's growing. And in Beijing right now, there's a new bohemian arts district called 798. It's called that because that was the number of the munitions factory that was once located in the neighborhood. But Madeline, I want you to think about the Village in New York City in the 1950s or 1960s, mm-hmm. With Bob Dylan, you know, playing, and lots of artists and studios, mm-hmm. and galleries and more, all emerging. Now, in the case of China, this neighborhood, they didn't like it at first. They were resistant to the idea of there being an art center collection of artists. They thought it would lead to, I guess, sort of political activity that would be off the charts. But suddenly they find that people from around the world and around China are making this 798 district a hotspot. Also, I.M. Pei, the famous architect, Chinese architect who now lives in New York, he's designed a museum in his hometown of Suzhou, and it has both Chinese antiquities and contemporary art. So the art scene there is kind of on the verge of exploding.
He's not the only big-name architect there to see some opportunity in China and to expand there.
China has become the destination for cutting-edge architectural design. The new China Central TV headquarters in Beijing is designed by Dutch architect Rem Koolhaas. And it has two large black towers, Madeline, tilting towards each other at a sharp incline. And they're connected high in the sky by another jutting black horizontal extension. It looks like something out of Star Wars. I found myself staring at it. In Shanghai, the skyline, especially on the modern side of town known as Pudong, there are these unbelievably innovative buildings underway, buildings built to reflect the shape of flowers, innovative towers and splits. Just incredible. Literally, you know, that part of the city 10 years ago had nothing, and now there are thousands and thousands of skyscrapers, Madeline.
Thousands and thousands of skyscrapers, and this all doesn't really sound communist, I mean, in the true sense of the word. How does it fit in with the official Chinese ideology?
This is what I think for me on my first visit really stays with me, is in conversations with Chinese academics, the business folks, the public officials, that communism is being redefined as a collective effort to make China a rich country so people can be rich. So someone said to me, you know, we're more capitalist than the Americans, more capitalist than the Europeans with their socialist movements. Businessmen and developers in China right now are treated as heroes. The Chinese stock market's booming. Average Chinese more and more are becoming investors. So this is a very capitalistic structure. And in the midst of that, the art and personal values, they don't take on the reflection of somehow Western idealism. Instead, it's more like, oh, we're in this together to advance China. I think, you know, let's go back to the art theme for a second. I saw an ad there for the upcoming Olympics, and it showed thousands of Chinese people standing in the background, smiling, their hands extended out, and they hold up this Chinese basketball player who's portrayed in full color as she makes a basket. And I think that's the kind of notion of art and values intersection that we see right now in contemporary China.
NPR's Juan Williams. We'll talk to you tomorrow about politics. Thanks.
You're welcome, Madeline.